Our next guests are natives of Atlanta, Georgia, and this is their new album right here entitled Indigo Girls, making their network television debut right here on our program. Please welcome Indigo Girls.
Tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you've ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. And lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. And I sail my ship of safety till I sink it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some affinities, closer I am to find. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy, with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a B-grade movie. He created my performance. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to a higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. And I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my sword for some definitiveness, closer I am to find. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek solace in a bottle or possibly a friend. And I woke up with a headache like my head against the board. Twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before when I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. Shall we go to the Bible? We go through the workout. We read up on revival. We stand up for the lookouts. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my soul for some affinities, closer I am to find.
Pleasure to see you. I've done that once, haven't I? Have a seat. Amy Ray and Emily
Saliers.
So you're Emily, you're Amy.
Yeah.
Oh, nice to have you here.
It's the Indigo Girl.
No. It's just Indigo, isn't it?
I can't remember.
No. Yeah. I think it is just Indigo. You're from Decatur, Georgia, that part of the world?
That's it.
Yeah. What are things like down there these days?
Slow.
Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah. But a lot of great rock and roll music coming out of Georgia.
Right now.
Yeah. How does that happen? Just one of those deals?
People are just like really supportive of each other, yeah. The musicians down there.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of took off like other spots in the country, Boston and Milwaukee. Yeah.
What does the name of the group mean? What is the?
She made it up. I let her.
It's just we needed a name, a group name, so I went through the dictionary for some ideas.
Well, good.
And I found that.
I was out of town.
And I said Indigo.
You have a tattoo there on your arm?
Yeah.
Do your parents know about that yet?
I think they do now.
You know.
that won't come off.
Well, it won't. You're right.
and so, the album is being received just great, isn't it? People are going crazy for the thing.
It's cool.
And you're on the road with who is it now?
Well, we were with REM and then the Violent Femmes, and now we're alone.
On our own.
Well, good. Well, nice to have you here. And I'm sorry if I goofed up the name, but it is just Indigo Girls.
That's it.
Good. Yeah. Thank you very much for being here. Okay, we'll be right back with John Hurt, boys and girls.